Hey, hey, happy day. There's a new stamp coming out, Joe Biden, and it will say 0 cents. Put that one together. Not that hard. Wiser advisor. Here's some wordage for you. A politician, maybe one will come to mind. Hey, the prime minister, Joe Biden, whomever. The number of supporters declines, so they need to increase the intensity of support from the supporters that they have left. The persona is that of a tough guy. We make tough decisions, and aren't we good? They're not capable, though, of making the country stronger or better, so they have to make the people weaker. They don't want people's lives improved. They want to worsen the lives of those they dislike. And they do that all of the time. Kind of interesting stuff. It's backwards. It's all about power. It's not about the people. It's not about those who employ you, those who work, those who try to build the country. There's always that little pushback. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, Florida saw one of the largest population increases ever last month. Close to 400,000 people moved into Florida. Meanwhile, New York saw over 100,000 people move out. You know, that's interesting, isn't it? And why are they doing that? It's because of the way they voted, maybe. Maybe not. But somebody screwed it up in terms of California, New York, and so many other places. And they're going for freedom. They're going for less, you know, interference in their daily lives. And better taxes, better everything. And I just hope that they don't vote the same way, because many of these people are kind of responsible for messing things up before they left. Bucksy. When I was a kid, that was a common term, bucksy. I've used it now, and people look at me like, what does that mean? I mean, bucksy is going on in politics, and bucksy is when a person accepts a bribe. It's the old world wordage, right? Bucksy. He got some bucksy. Oh, well, say it often enough, and guess what? Politicians are doing that. There's a bill that's advancing now in the Arizona legislature. But a property owner now will be able to kill people who cross their property to illegally enter the United States. I mean, that sounds harsh until you go deep. You know, it basically modifies, the bill modifies what's already there. I mean, homeowners now are allowed to threaten to use deadly force to stop someone from criminally trespassing on their property. They can use deadly force, though, only to defend themselves or another person, whereas this new bill says, you come on our land, we can kill you. Again, sounds harsh. Hey, you and all of your people, you're crossing my land and you're disturbing my livestock. Stop it. And they don't stop it. You have the right to shoot them. So, you know, there's a couple of different ways to look at that. But bottom line is, it is your land. And there are people trespassing. And the government hasn't stopped them. And they're coming across illegally. And so you stop them. Maybe that's a good thing. Airlines now are being ordered to pay passengers if they're inconvenienced. There's a recent example of a fellow that lost his luggage during a trip to Hawaii, and it was his golf bag and other things. He whined and complained, and he was awarded $700 because it was, you know, didn't arrive till the next day. So I guess that's okay, but this is the same government that's putting these rules on airlines that needs rules put on themselves. There should be deadlines for issuing permits. There should be deadlines for anything that they do. You should, I know of cases, and I've been involved in some, that take years and years dealing with bureaucrats at City Hall. And now they're, these same politicians are saying, let's put rules on other people, but not on us. Let me end today with a written note from a viewer, from a woman. This is kind of interesting. She says this: I've always been opposed to the woman-only groups and initiatives since I'd rather be celebrated and recognized as a successful human being. My gender is not a characteristic I want to lead with. We live in a finite world. That's simply a fact. So inclusivity by necessity means you are excluding others. We cannot ignore that essential piece of the reality puzzle. Are we excluding others more deserving who just happen to not have the physical characteristics of the group we're looking to be inclusive towards? How does that achieve the world's definition of inclusivity, and explain to me how that benefits the world? That's kind of deep, but hey, think on that. Y'all come back. We got more for you coming every other day from the right. See ya.